Amanda Zarebko sent in an audition tape to the show, not knowing that she would be chosen to compete.
My daughter filmed the tape for me. My boyfriend, Paul, who's my business partner, was out of town, and we decided we wanted to get this in, and the deadline was approaching. And so my daughter helped me. At first, she had the camera, but then I looked at the playback, and it was on my head, on my feet, fishing, back to me. So I decided we should put it on a tripod instead, and then she became my Vanna White and showcased our trophy that we had won at the Arkansas State Fair and just kind of helped me on camera versus behind the camera. She's not ready for that. But we got a phone call saying that they were interested in us and needed some more information. We gave that, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, they called and said, all right, we want to film you. Let's set this up. And so it was really exciting to even just be able to take part in a show. It was a really fun, exciting experience.
That sent Amanda flying on an airplane to Tampa, Florida, where the competition took place.
There was 5 other competitors, and when I first got there, I was extremely intimidated. These guys have been at the Minnesota State Fair with their concessions, some of them a few years, some of them, you know, upwards of 20, 25 years. And I was like, there's no way I even have a chance. The caliber of talent out here is amazing. There were 6 competitors, including myself. In the first round, 2 people were eliminated. The second round, another person. So there were 3 of us in the final round.
The 6 competitors endured 3 challenges, but only one would walk away as the champion.
The first one was signature dish, for which I made our deep-fried banana split supreme. The second one was fried food on a stick, to which I made our cheesecake chimmy. And then the third round is judge's choice, and they chose something unique or different at the fair. And we did our dynamite dog, which is our new entree item that will get rolled out this next week. And I did walk away winner of all 3 rounds.
Winning the show meant a lot to Amanda, not only as a competitor, but as part of the state fair business too.
I was super excited. You only win a trophy, but to me, it was way more than that. I didn't care about cash prizes. I didn't even care about the trophy. It was the fact that I was able to participate in the show, that I won the show, that I know I've picked the right career now.
She's been involved in the fair business with her dad for 16 years running a petting zoo. Until 3 years ago, Amanda and her boyfriend Paul decided to invest in a food trailer they call Fried Food Fantasy.
I cook at home all the time. My boyfriend comes home from the grocery store with 4 random ingredients, and we have our little mini chop sessions at home. And we decided, hey, let's put a food trailer together. So we bought a trailer. It was just a plain white shell. We've done all the graphics ourselves. It's a pretty nice looking trailer now, and we're proud of what we've been able to do with it.
Amanda and Paul have high hopes for Fried Food Fantasy now that the Deep Fried Masters competition is over.
We're really hoping that this gives us a leg up for getting into the Minnesota State Fair. We've applied with our dynamite dog, and we're hoping that they see the show, see the outcome of it, have faith in our product, and want us to showcase at the Minnesota State Fair.
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.